Welcome to Scooby Duo! Welcome back to Scooby Trio.
What? Trio? Do we have a guest this week?
Yes.
Who is that guest? Martha, a noted Scooby expert, is joining us today. Hello, Martha.
Hello. Thanks for having me again. I've been enjoying listening to the podcast and being a guest on the podcast.
Well, we're happy to have you to talk about A Tiki Scare Is No Fair.
Yeah, I mean, I can see why it doesn't make sense. Well, I think they're just trying to make the title fun. So they think, oh, if we make it kind of doesn't make sense, then it's interesting.
Well,
they do like rhyming as well.
Yeah, they do like rhyming. Okay, this aired October 17th, 1970, and is part of season two, of course. And in this one, the gang is in Hawaii. I think this is the first time they've been out of their own city, I believe.
Yes.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
They're hanging out with Mr. Sims, and he's their tour guide.
Yeah, John Sims, a local reporter, is giving them a tour of the Hawaiian Islands. There's no more elaboration on that.
That's pretty quick thrown in there. They thanked him for the luau or something, and I couldn't quite get who he was until he held up the newspaper and he was a reporter, so.
Right, and I don't believe they go into it. Like, why is a reporter giving them a tour? And it says, they pointedly say at one point, thank you for giving, you've taken us on 47 luaus.
Yeah.
Think about that.
And, how can...
If they've done one a day, that's almost 2 months.
47
days. Yeah. Well, we don't know that they did it every single day, but...
Well, 47 luaus? I mean, I think unless they did three a day or something.
And what's luaus?
Oh, a luau?
Yeah, I forget.
A luau is a Hawaiian feast.
Yes.
Outdoor feast.
Usually a pig cooked outdoors.
You'd be so bored of it.
They're fun. No, they have like ceremonial dancing. Oh, yeah. To do 47?
Yeah.
Yes. That would definitely get old. In fact, I think more than two, you'd start to get a little bored. But, all right. So,
So then they're eating, and then suddenly there's this red light, and then here comes this tiki guy. And it's funny how Mr. Sims just disappears. Like, he's there and then he's not. It was like a brief second and then he's gone. Didn't you notice that?
Yeah. You hear some drum beats and all of a sudden it's like a witch doctor appears.
Yes.
And he warns them to leave the sacred grounds of Mano Tiki Tia. And suddenly Shaggy's face to face with that witch doctor, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And the locals were quite scared of this guy wearing a mask and shaking a stick.
Yeah.
The Hawaiian dancers took off.
Immediately scattered.
Yeah. Well, sure? Yeah, I guess because they didn't just disappear because of the witch doctor. They just ran away, right? But it was kind of weird. They ran away in like 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
next it cuts to my favorite scene of the whole, I had two favorite scenes, but it's the Hawaiian equivalent of the malt shop, and Fred and Daphne are dancing.
Yes, they dance a lot in the second season. They're doing a lot of dancing. And Shaggy basically tells them what happened.
Yeah, he says that Scooby, Mr. Sims, and the people are gone, disappeared.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, nobody can just disappear or vanish, you know? Like,
oh, that's right, because Scooby disappeared.
Yes.
Well, they return to the scene of the luau. They see Scooby. They finally find Scooby. He's hiding inside of a drum.
Yes.
Terrified. Looks terrified.
Yeah, and it's like, how does he, like, I mean, it seems like it'd be easier for us to figure out that it was Scooby, you know?
In the drum?
Yeah, it really was amazing. I mean, nobody could be able to hide in a drum.
Yeah.
When the drum comes off and Scooby sees everybody, he wags his tail really hard. like a regular dog. I'm so That's happy funny. To see you.
Yeah.
So that was pretty funny.
Nice touch.
And I think they said, Scooby-Doo, where were you?
Yes, instead of, where are you? Nice. Where were you?
Yeah, that was a funny part.
So they also spot an old man, and then he just quickly vanishes.
Yes, and we see a lot of this old man. Kind of gets old. Near the end, it kind of gets old, though.
There's a lot of the old man just kind of dipping in and out, and we'll explain who he is at the end. But, okay, what happens next?
So I think they find the newspaper. Yeah, they find the newspaper. And also they found the,
Footprints.
Footprints and, drag marks. Like, maybe they think maybe Mr. Sims was dragged.
Yeah, so that actually they follow footprints up to a haunted village.
Well, and then they find the newspaper.
Right.
And what does the newspaper say, Martha?
It said that the locals have been terrified by, I think they call him the Tiki God, mm-hmm. and that the village was haunted, and words to that effect, and it was written by John Sims, the guide.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it was Mono Tiki Tia. Yeah, that was the
Mono
name of it.
Mono Tiki Tia, that's who it was. Good point.
Yeah. So don't they go through the village and start falling through a lot of trap doors?
Yes. Well, first of all, how they split up is their another start of a trap door. It was kind of a flip door. Where Scooby and Shaggy were on one end, and the rest of the game were on the other end.
Right.
And it was funny when they found these. When they were like pigs, weren't they, or hogs?
Warthogs. I think they were warthogs.
And he wanted to use Scooby as a club, Shaggy. He wanted to use Scooby as a club.
Yeah, Scooby. He picks him up and wields him like a weapon.
Yes. Thought that was a little animal abuse, a little bit.
He didn't
hit
him.
A little bit of critter interaction.
Yes, the warthogs.
Right.
So then we go to the Velma, Daphne, and Fred, and Velma goes into a trapdoor now.
Yeah. we have a clip here of how Fred barely reacts to Daphne disappearing through a trapdoor. I mean, it's pretty funny how nonplussed he is. Although then again, he's seen so many people fall through trapdoors in his young life.
That's true.
Yeah. Well, anyway, let's show this clip.
Mr. Sim, Shaggy, Scooby, and Velma.
Look, Fred, it might be a way out.
Or a way in to more danger.
Wow. Oh, no. It's Mr. Sim Patch. They've got him. But they're not going to get me.
Okay, very funny by Fred, or serious, or whatever. Whatever word you could call it.
I would say unimpressed. But he's also focuses pretty quickly. Like, he doesn't mess around. So
All part of the day's work, I guess.
Yeah, although earlier in the episode, too, he says, well, looks like we got another mystery. I think Fred wants to be on vacation here. And doesn't want to deal with the mystery.
Yeah, it's like it's the only time. And normally he loves mysteries. Like, it's weird. Like, now he doesn't like the mystery.
Well, again, he's in Hawaii. They want to, you know, have fun. But no.
Yes. And speaking of, I'd be curious. I kind of like want like one episode where there's no villains. Like, wouldn't that be kind of interesting? One episode of no villains.
Just solving some sort of a mystery.
Yeah. Or no mystery.
Or no, yeah, like just hanging around in their houses. I don't know.
A day in the life.
Yeah, a day in the life of the game.
That would be pretty cool.
Yeah, I like that idea.
Yeah. Like they learn about the villains or something. Or they teach or something. Maybe they teach people about the villains they've faced over the years.
Maybe it's just them like booking the trip to Hawaii, flying there, chatting on the airplane, landing, checking into the hotel. Luau's 1 through 45.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would have appreciated a little bit of the before on this one.
Yes.
Because it could be an hour long in my mind.
Well, and we've talked about this before, but this is one of the more ambiguous episodes in terms of are they college kids or high school kids?
Right, right.
I'm pretty sure they're college.
Oh, you think college?
I don't know.
You've always pictured college?
I don't know.
I mean, they're independent. They're a little more independent than high school.
Yeah.
Martha, what do you think? Like seniors, maybe?
I always thought college, early college, their first year in college.
Well, I thought like the first season, maybe high school, like senior, but I'd say in the second season, they clearly seem older.
Yes.
Okay, so.
Hold on. Let me do a quick search here. How old is the. This is good.
Dang.
Podcasting.
Gang, you know, I'd be really curious, you know. I think Fred would be, I don't know, maybe
Fred seems
18.
The oldest. I'd go Fred, then Daphne.
Okay, here's the answer, IMDb.
Okay.
You're going to be surprised. In Ruby and Spears, they're the creator.
Uh-huh.
And their Bible, that means their show guide. Fred and Shaggy are 17.
Oh, you're a couple years younger.
Daphne is 16, and Velma is 15.
What?
That's crazy.
Interesting.
And what about Scooby? Scooby doesn't.
How
old is Scooby?
Oh, but they age. So they were intended to age through season 1 and 2. So they're
okay.
Six,
so Nick's right.
So yeah. 15 to 17 in season 1 and. Whatever, 17 and 18. So, yeah, basically seniors.
And then they're 20 in, like, the second season.
No, no. In the first season, they're 17, 16 and 17.
Okay.
In the second season, 17 and 18.
And 19.
Yeah. So.
And then as time goes on, it's college kids hanging out with 16-year-old girls.
Right. And then they're in their 20s, and by now... you know, getting close to retirement.
60.
Right.
Yes, yes.
All right. Jumping back to Hawaii.
Yeah, so what happens, let's do Velma, Shaggy, and Scooby. Velma bumps into them, and let's see, I think they go to the forest. Yes, they go to the forest.
The jungle.
The jungle. And, it was kind of out of nowhere to me, the jungle. Like, I just don't think it needed to be there, but,
The jungle?
Kind of going back and forth between the village and the jungle.
Yeah, I just thought it was a little much, but, jungles are cool.
Well, they find... go ahead, Martha.
Did you notice that when they make these transition jumps, they're using it like a green screen thing?
Yes, we did
comment on that, and...
I thought, well, maybe that's... to show that they're in a different spot, or I didn't understand that. I saw that and was curious.
Well, we've seen other episodes where that's happened.
Oh, you have?
No.
That's the first one that I've noticed.
Yes, yes.
Green screen?
In last episode, Haunted House.
The werewolf has it too.
Oh, it does? Okay. Yeah. Seemed like they got a little lazy with that. It's pretty ugly green screen. It's not the Scooby-Doo color.
No.
Why not just do a fade or something?
It was actually blue for a second when they were by those jewels, which we'll talk about in a second.
Okay.
So let's get back to the jungle. So in the jungle, Velma takes off her clothes and puts on caveman clothes.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't remember that at all.
It's a Tarzan Jane parody. And they're trying to fool the... I don't know why the Tiki gets fooled, but he sees Shaggy dressed as Tarzan.
But Scooby is a dead giveaway.
Yeah, Scooby's just standing there.
And Velma doesn't take her glasses off.
No, but they kind of do a Tarzan Jane thing. It's really weird to see Velma in anything but her usual outfit.
Yeah, and I guess that's why at the end she's dancing in that outfit. And I was like, what? Where did this come from? Yes. So that's where it was. She had dressed in it earlier and she just kept it on.
Yeah. And they find an airplane with a skeleton pilot. You think they found a dead body and a skeleton.
Yeah, this is a little bit unnecessary.
I didn't understand it.
Did you understand it, Marv?
I think it was he wanted to keep everybody away from the village, but that's kind of a big area. So he thought, well, I'll put this skeleton, dead skeleton. Well, it's just a skeleton, not a dead skeleton. And the airplane, and then he had a tape recorder there to make sound. So it was just part of the covering the whole area.
I guess.
Yeah, that's
a lot of work.
Yeah, it was. Well, you figure out the Tiki guy. He had the giant statue of Nick. What's his name again?
Mono Tiki Tia.
Yes, and the skeleton going all at the same time.
Yeah, they used him a few times. You know, I think Mono Tiki Tia is just used for people to stand on him. But for a second, he was on the game's side, actually, for the first few parts we see him. Mono Tiki Tia, it was kind of on their side.
That big statue thing?
Yeah, it was kind of on their side.
I don't know, but Martha's right. This was one of the biggest operations. He said he only had one henchman, the villain, but this seemed like...
Those guys were working.
They were working. They had a lot of money, but I guess they had some upside.
Yeah, we've had a lot of big money people.
Yeah, this was a complicated one, though.
So then, after they, so they obviously they run into the skeleton. They realize it's fake and that Shaggy actually had to trip over a wire for it to laugh. So that was kind of cool.
That was the clue that it's fake. Yeah.
Yeah, and he was like, "I want to get the last laugh," and the skeleton got the last laugh.
Yeah, that was funny.
Like when he was, but he was unplugged. So how did he laugh?
Right. I think that was part of the joke. It was a real skeleton, you know. Yeah. Or and didn't they run away after that?
Yeah, they run away. Then we go to Fred and Daphne. First, one of the first times we see them together. What did you think about showing them together?
Fred and Daphne? What do you mean?
Yeah. Or Mark. Oh, I guess you missed the scene.
I don't remember what scene you're talking about. I do remember at one point Daphne says, "Well, what now?" And... to me, at that point, the plot has just grinded to a halt.
Yep.
They're just standing.
They don't know what they're doing.
There's no clue. There's no momentum. They're just kind of standing in this tiki hut, and she literally says, "What now?"
Well, I was talking about when they see the jewels, and we have a clip of when they see the jewels.
Okay, so this is where Fred and Daphne uncover that there may be more going on than just... Tiki, a witch doctor going nuts. Yeah.
Yes. Okay, so here's this clip.
What did you see?
Something on that table.
Oyster shells and pearls. This is a real clue.
You're right. And now all we have to do is find everybody and solve the mystery of Mano Tiki Tia. This way.
Okay, so we may know what the scheme may be. It may be have something to do with jewels.
Right. Now, the gang is constantly obsessed with finding the missing John Sims throughout this episode.
Yes.
Which I found a little odd that they didn't bring in authorities on this one. I guess they never do.
No, and I think they always think it's just around the corner.
Right. Yeah. Okay, what next?
So, maybe you should get up your recap. Yeah, why don't you get up your recap?
Well, I'll tell you what happens next. Sure.
Because I'm starting to forget.
Yeah. There was a lot of disorienting chases in this one. You don't really know. Are they in the village? Are they, you know, in the jungle? But anyway, let's cut to where... you want to cut to where Fred gets the idea for a trap?
There's nothing else, I guess. Well...
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, let me... I cut way ahead here. So they reunite with Freddy and Daphne, who have found the oysters and pearls. They spot an old man down in the lagoon. Okay, I forgot about this.
Yeah, the pool.
There's an underwater chase that ends in a hidden cavern leading back to the village. God, everything leads back to the village.
Yeah, I know. And it's funny how they swim, and Shaggy's like, I forgot my swimsuit, and I'm like, well, I'm still going in.
It's like they swim for a mile at top speed. It's impressive.
Yes.
But yeah, the old man keeps appearing. And this one, he's just like laying in the water waiting for them to come by, and then he disappears, so... Very interesting.
Yeah, just like he's there, and then he just—it's weird. Some people may think, "Oh, it was unintended. It was bad that he was on," but you'll see at the end, it was kind of important.
It was important.
So they get back to the village, and they see Mono Tiki Tia, giant, giant stone statue that comes to life.
And so they run away from him, and I think they run away from him. Yeah, they run away from him.
Yeah. It's kind of weird. That thing cannot corner very well. I don't know why they just don't sidestep.
Yes,
it.
And this is where they pick up the houses. I love this part. They pick up a house. Remember that?
The little shacks.
Yeah, little shacks. I love that scene.
Again, an incredible creation there.
Yep.
Forget the profits from the jewels. They could really put on a hell of a luau with that thing and performing.
Yes, and also what happens is another good scene is when it was the automated wall where it changed. So once it was Scooby in a shower or bath, Shaggy doing a dance. Dun, dun, dun. What else? Juggling and
that's right.
Hawaiian dance.
Yeah,
taking a bath.
Scooby does a hula dance. Shaggy juggles. This is part of the formula where about 2/3 of the way through they find costumes and try and disorient the
villain.
Why that would work, I don't know, but yeah, maybe it would be disorienting.
Yeah, and I kind of wish there was a song during this. Like, would have been perfect. Like, you had them running and stuff.
I agree, Nick.
Yes.
I missed the song.
Yeah, I was surprised there was no song here. Because you're right, it could have used it. Some of the humor fell a little flat here.
Yeah, because I just think chases need songs. If they don't have songs, they're boring. Like, that's what I think. I may have disagreed with that last episode, but I agree with it now. So, So now they decide, let's do a trap. And should we play a clip or no of this? Maybe not.
No, it's a pretty...
Maybe describe the trap.
Yeah, it's a pretty simple trap. They're once again going to use Scooby and Shaggy as a lure to bring the Tiki back to them where... I forget how they were going to... Oh, they were going to have him fall into a pit, right? Covered with branches.
Yeah, but instead, so Scooby and Shaggy playing the drums, then they get him. And
they play drums to lure him. Yeah.
Yes, and then Mono Tiki T is there, and he grabs... they do something to make him grab Tiki, or Witch Doctor. Then they fall into the leaves, and...
There's a gag that made me laugh out loud here where Scooby and Shaggy are running away. Somehow they crash into something and Shaggy gets a Witch Doctor mask on his head. He runs into the mirror, looks into the mirror and thinks it's a Witch Doctor. Remember that part? And then runs away.
Yes.
Pretty good. Pretty funny.
Pretty funny.
All right, I guess it wasn't that funny.
Okay.
According to that noise.
Okay, so they unmask the guy, and who is it? Well, we all have to find out during this clip. You'll learn a lot of news during this clip.
Yeah, they talk a lot about the
scheme. The big time clip. Yep. Here we go.
Mr. John Sims?
But what is a Manotikitia? See, Shaggy, it's like a parade float operated by Mr. Sims' henchmen.
Now all the clues add up. Sims engineered this hoax. Their plan was to scare the fishing villagers away so they could poach their pearl bins. Right, Mr. Sims?
I'm not talking.
Then he'd come here to the haunted village because nobody would dare to follow ghosts.
But he was at the luau with us.
No, it was his pal disguised as the witch doctor.
What about the mysterious old man?
Perhaps I can answer that. Lieutenant Tamoro, Hawaii Police Department.
Okay, so it's Mr. Sims.
Yeah, Mr. Sims. Who knew? John Sims.
Yeah, and I mean, Scooby and Shaggy are right next to him the whole time. So how did they not, like, I don't know, or part of the time?
I guess
time.
They must have got disoriented or something.
I guess they're like, this man is presented to us 47 luau's, so.
Yeah, and he's trying to steal pearls. One of the more elaborate
schemes. They didn't really explain very well what they were doing. Like, you know, during that clip, they explained okay. I don't think it was really that good of explaining.
Well, I thought it was weird that so the old man, it turns out, is a young police lieutenant working undercover.
Yes. Voiced with no disguise by Casey Kasem.
Yeah. And although we've commented in recent episodes about how when you hear Casey Kasem in his regular voice, it does show you how his Shaggy voice is pretty impressive.
Yes, definitely.
But, Lieutenant Tomorrow, basically says I'll pay for one more party, and we end with the gang
at a luau, 48 luau.
48th luau, and they're partying like it's their first.
Well, should we go to rating?
Yeah, let's go to ratings.
I'm going to go with a 5 out of 5, a rare 5 out of 5 ranking.
All right.
Yeah, big time ranking.
Big time ranking.
I mean, what I could say what's kind of disappointing was the no song, but other than that, it was pretty good. I liked the trap, definitely. What else did I like? I think I liked that they were in Hawaii and liked some of the jokes, like the jungle, kind of. I guess Mr. Sims was pretty good.
Good villain.
Yeah, good villain, and yeah.
Okay, Martha?
Well, I was between 4.5 and 5 out of 5, but I did laugh out loud at least 3 times. So I'm going 5 out of 5, because that's, you know, given I've seen these for years and years. I liked it when Scooby wagged his tail so hard like a regular dog. That just made me laugh. And at one point, they're running away, and they're all standing on top of Vilma.
Yes.
And that made me laugh, too.
That was fun.
I liked the skeleton joke, that little joke in there. I thought the creepy old man was interesting enough that I was always wondering what the creepy old man was doing. So I'm going to give it a 5 out of 5. The only thing I wrote on there was no song, ? And I kind of felt like Nick did, but 5 out of 5.
All right, 5 Scooby Snacks. I'm going to give it, I hate to say this, but a 1. A one out of five.
That's our worst rating of all.
That's the worst rating I've ever handed out.
Wow.
I thought the tiki monster was pretty boring, just a tiki mask guy waving his arms. The statue was weird. A huge statue on roller skates shouldn't be that difficult to get away from.
Mm-hmm.
No song. Too many trap doors. Kind of a disorienting locale.
Yeah.
And just not very memorable. There were some funny gags, I will say that. The Shaggy seeing himself as the Tiki when that was the whole idea of the trap.
Yeah, and when they were dressing up as people and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, oh, that's always good. But all in all, as I said earlier, at one point, you know, when Daphne just says, what do we do next? That was just, to me, a sign that this plot had nowhere to go.
I would agree with you. The plot was thin. I think a lot of my rating is the Fred dance at the end in the Velma outfit, which I just went, chance to see Velma in a cape girl outfit.
Yeah, maybe I'll give it an extra 0.5 for that, just because it was different.
Okay. Yeah. Should we do another question? We always seem to have a question of the day when Marta's on.
Well, why don't we could? I have trivia. Do you want me to call out some trivia about this episode?
Yeah, sure. Let's hear some trivia. That'd be awesome.
Okay, so. Let's see. This is the first time that the gang goes to Hawaii, and we knew that. This is the... Shaggy puts a twist on the Scooby-Doo, where are you, by saying, Scooby-Doo, where were you? We talked about that, I know.
Yes.
So I think we covered a lot of this. This episode contains a rare occurrence in which Scooby refers to Shaggy as Shag.
Oh, really? I didn't catch that.
No.
And when you think about it, I didn't even realize he calls him by name that much.
Well, he calls him Raggy.
Oh, you're right.
So.
He calls Raggy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Raggy.
Shag. Rag.
Raggy.
Yeah, that doesn't sound right. I never heard that, so.
I didn't either. I'll have to watch it again and look for it.
Anything else?
Let's see. This is the first time Fred, Daphne, and Velma blurt out Zoink at the same time. I think that's it for pretty much it for the trivia.
Okay. Was there any jeepers in this one? Usually there's a jeepers by Velma.
Well, we could do it. There were no jeepers. There were three zoinks.
Is there any mistake, actually?
No, three zoink and 10 zoinks.
Was there any mistakes?
Two rikes. Rikes?
Was there any mistakes?
Mistakes. Yeah, a lot of mistakes.
Let's see. On a few.
The site is amazing. Things like when Daphne asks Shaggy where Mr. Sims and Scooby are, Daphne's pantyhose are missing. Level of detail here.
Pantyhose, leg, butt, I guess.
Like your stockings.
God.
Yeah.
They forgot the color of legs in.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Her white stockings.
The whole time the gang is underwater, Daphne's headband is missing. Let's see. When Velma says it's strange how the witch doctor could get shook up. Here's another one. When Velma says it's strange how the witch doctor could get shook up by a jungle creature, Daphne's pantyhose are missing. Wow. Okay.
That would be a great title for the episode.
Someone's paying attention. Okay.
Yes.
Now, next time we're doing Who's Afraid of the Big Bad Werewolf?
Okay. Nice song. All right. Well, I guess that's it for the witch tiki scare, whatever.
Yeah. 1. Hopefully 5. You can, next time you can actually have a better score.
Yeah. I'm sorry we disagreed on this one, but, you know, even a one is for Scooby is still fun.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, really had fun, and hope to see you guys next time. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.